Robert Louis Stevenson, An Introduction. In the Scottish canon, to be placed alongside Burns is high praise indeed, but it's a rightful place for one of Scotland's finest novelists, and here, poets. Born in 1850, he managed to cram much into his 44 years, travelling widely to France, the States, Samoa, and the South Seas. Of course, he is widely feted for his classics, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Treasure Island, and poetry volumes such as A Child's Garden of Verses. This volume is eclectic and encompassing and is brought to your ears by Richard Midgley, Gideon Wagner, Tim Graham, and Gisela Rowe.
I who all the winter through cherished other loves than you, and kept hands with hoary policy in marriage bed and pew. Now I know the false and true, for the earnest sun looks through, and my old love comes to meet me in the dawning and the dew. Now the hedged meads renew, rustic odour smiling hue, and the clean air shines and tinkles as the world goes wheeling through. And my heart springs up anew, bright and confident and true, and my old love comes to meet me in the dawning and the dew.
I do not fear to own me kin. I do not fear to own me kin, to the glad clods in which spring flowers begin, or to my brothers, the great trees, that speak with pleasant voices in the breeze, loud talkers with the winds that pass, or to my sister, the deep grass. Of such I am, of such my body is, that thrills to reach its lips to kiss, that gives and takes with wind and sun and rain, and feels keen pleasure to the point of pain. Of such are these, the brotherhood of stalwart trees, the humble family of flowers, that make a light of shadowy bowers or star the edges of the bent. They give and take sweet colour and sweet scent. They joy to shed themselves abroad, and tree and flower and grass and sod thrill and leap and live and sing with silent voices in the spring. Hence I not fear to yield my breath, since all is still unchanged by death. Since in some pleasant valley I may be, clod beside clod or tree by tree, long ages hence with her I love this hour, and feel a lively joy to share with her the sun and rain and air, to taste her quiet neighbourhood as the dumb things of field and wood, the clod, the tree, and starry flower, alone of all things have the power.